Okay, page 223, Siman Reish Dalad, Halacha Zion. Very important halacha here. Hashosa Mayim Litzma'o Mivarech Shehakol. If you drink water because you're thirsty, you make a Shehakol. Le'achar of Bari Nefashas Rabos. And afterwards you make a Bari Nefashas if you had a shear. Avalim Chanakte Umtza. Now, right, if you're choking on something, on a piece of meat, v'shasamayim lahavira umza, and you drink the water merely to clear the passage in your throat, right, meaning you're not thirsty, ena mevarach lo lefun v'lo liachra, right? So water, as expensive as water may be, water is not considered providing hana unless you are thirsty. Okay, so he says in mem, litzma'o, right. So he says, nearly the lav dafkut smama, you don't have to be like, you know, dying of thirst. Ela bistama kol shehachich nena mehamayim, as long as you are getting benefit from the water because of the thirst. Right? It doesn't have to be a heavy duty thirst, but you're appreciating, the drink. Right. Now, right, raises all sorts of questions, meaning if, let's say, you're drinking to stay hydrated, right, so, that becomes a question, whether you're, make a bracha on that or not, it's machlokas, right, so he brings down here, some say you have to make the bracha, right, because you're drinking to avoid becoming thirsty, And that's how a number of poskim paskin, but others say that you don't make a bracha, because right now you're not thirsty. Okay, so, right, so that those are always tricky situations, and it's always better to make a shahakol on something else. Okay. So then he says, right. So he says, "Mistam v'tam k'tzas rach lebracha." Right. If you're getting benefit from the water, then mistam you are somewhat thirsty and you need a bracha. Because if you're not thirsty at all and just putting water down your throat, that's not going to, you're not going to be so excited about that. Okay. And then he's. Yeah, well, you got to be very careful. I mean, the only reason you're going to do it is to avoid hydration issues. Meaning, because if you really are not getting any hana from it, right, you're not going to want to drink it. Sort of like achila gasa. We always talk about achila gasa, that you're allowed it. You're not chayav on Yom Kippur if you eat achila gasa. Now, achila gasa, okay, it's kind of hard to have that situation. It means that you stuff yourself like a pig right before Yom Kippur, and then right after Yom Kippur, you eat something. But you're not going to eat it because if it's achila gasa, it means you are so repulsed by it, you're not going to put it in your mouth. So water may not be as bad, but water, you're not going to drink the water if you're not thirsty unless you have some compelling reason to fill your body up. And then and you're going to raise the question, well, maybe I have a little tang of thirstiness, so avoid shilas and just get yourself another shahakol. Okay, chanach de umtze, right, but cases where it's clear, right, here he uses the case of, choking on a piece of meat or on a bone, right, our typical test case, you're taking water and all you're doing is drinking to take some medicine, right, so he says, mem aleph, she'amad lo dvar achila begrono, right, some food is lodged in his throat, v'shasamayim dafka mayim she'en achaych nenim mehem ki'im k'shosan samo, right, it's only water that you don't really get benefit from unless you are thirsty. But if you drink other beverages, right? So he says, if you drink other beverages, or eat a piece of bread, even though you're only eating the bread and you're drinking the other drinks just to remove the lodging in your throat, nonetheless, you have to make a bracha, right? Again, standard stuff. You're drinking medicine. If it's sweet tasting medicine, if you're taking orange juice with your medication, right? All those cases, they will require a bracha on the drink, right? Only water is the only thing that's subject to these issues that you actually have to have some hanav by being thirsty. Right, so, but if you're drinking orange juice to get rid of something stuck in your throat or putting a piece of bread down there to cause it to go down, so you're chayav make a bracha tchil of asov, kol chamei b'sivches. Okay, kishos samayim b'boker l'refuah lo yivarach, bim gamlin samayim yivarach. Right, a person drinks some water for refuah. Now again, whether it's to take his medication or stami, he just needs to have water, right? He's not thirsty at all. So again, no bracha unless he is thirsty in this regard. Now, what about seltzer, for example? Right? Plain seltzer. It's water with some bubbles, gas, whatever. So, he says, so again, different poskim have different opinions that you make a bracha. It has some flavor, right? However, other poskim say it is mamish like water, right? Bubbly water is no different than water, right? And the fact that it's got bubbles doesn't give you more hana. So,
can you drink it before
Abdullah? It's a machloka. So, right, Moshe asks if you can drink it before Abdullah because you can have water before Abdullah, not before Kiddush, before Abdullah, right? The question is, can you drink water? Is seltzer or water? So, I would imagine one should be machmir on both ends, right? Not to drink seltzer unless he's going to, you know, he's thirsty, wants to make a bracha, right? Because that is going to raise the question. And we treat it as water. Lahachmir in both cases, right? Water when it's lahachmir.
Seltzer the same?
What? No, flavored seltzer like any other. No, flavored seltzer is like any other flavored drink.
Really?
Yeah.
Even yeah. The stuff that like there's no calories. It's just that
yeah, yeah. Even the flavored seltzer that it's hard. You know, that it's more like you're smelling the raspberry flavor. It's not a heavy-duty raspberry right. flavor, but you're getting a raspberry flavor. So that we don't care how much and how thirsty or whatever you are, right? You're benefiting from the raspberry flavor. It's a plain, straight seltzer that's just water and, you know, bubbles, right? That's the machlokas here. And therefore, one has to be machmir when he deals with that case. So, again, it does get tricky. But again, all this does require an awareness of what's going on. And then you can make sure you get proper coverage. Not so hard to get proper coverage for a drink. Okay, let's go to Beralacha. Shosamayim Litzmo. Amrina Begamara Lafuke Mai. Lafuke Hecha Dechanate Aumsa. Right? You're drinking the water strictly because you got a bone stuck in your gut, and therefore, or in your throat, and therefore you need to clear it out. Right, the person only drinks water because he's thirsty. So the Gemara says, because otherwise water doesn't really provide hana. And therefore, right, again, and that's true today, even when you take the very expensive bottles of, you know, bottled water, it doesn't change its halakhic status that it's water. Now, even if a person gets hung up because he's drinking a $5 bottle of water and he just feels good about himself because he's so wealthy, right? That's not bracha worthy. Okay, commotion farsh v'atma shom. Av im yodeh ba'atma shalosh shos l'tzom. If he knows he's not drinking because he's thirsty, she'ein lo shum hanah me'ashti, he's getting no benefit. V'shos him ne'ez ha'siba, right? He's drinking because his mother's forcing him to, right? You have this all the time. Right, kids don't drink. They come out of whatever. Drink your thing. You just finished. You know, you don't want to get dehydrated, and they have no interest in drinking. And they take a couple of sips because their mother forced them to. Right, there would be no bracha on that if they really don't think they're getting any benefit, any hana. Commotion silent. Come on, gam humo de dein mevarach de dami leman de shasim b'shum dechanak deomse. Right, that's the same as if you're drinking the water because you're taking aspirin or you got a, you know, something caught in your throat. V'chein mara loshin aram and perikhes milchas brachas alacha aleph. You drink water, not for thirst. No bracha. Before or after. He doesn't even mention the case about the thing stuck in his throat. That's just a typical case. Why else is he drinking if he doesn't have something stuck and he's not thirsty? Wouldn't call Kiyotzi was any. There could be other reasons you would drink even though you're not thirsty. Motsasi Bashem is brought by Deris Eliashkazu came behedges, Elishono, Litzmo, Perish Dafka, Litzmo, Avil Shalom, Litzmo, and Varklav. He's not thirsty, no bracha. Umadam de Hanak de Umse, Lav Dafka, says that it's not the only case. El Kol Shalom, Litzmo, anything that's not, he's not drinking because he's thirsty. Ad Kalishono, Vachain Kosta, Bistay for Tos of Shabbos, Billy Kutov. Ulufizem, Shasamayim, Rakaday, let's start for the Berachas of Mosul. Right? So here's where some of the Nafkaminas come in. Right, you want to join a zeman. We said right that you can drink a revius of a liquid or eat a kezias of food to join in to be the third person for a siyum to be for a zeman or to be the tenth person for a zeman. Or you're using it to get yourself a bracha achrona. There's no bracha, and therefore you can't be part of the siyum as a zimun, and you can't be part of the bimoti something else. Right, if you get any benefit from it, it's considered being thirsty. Without dimashim v'divrei haposkim, I am b'sidur of amrum mechusha rashba brachos memalav shari achronim. Let's say you just finished eating, you're not thirsty, but you're drinking water so that your food can get soaked in the stomach. He says that's considered being thirsty. Even though we don't make a bracha on such water, right? It could be a nafkamina. Right, you're doing it after the meal, right, to make sure you have plenty of liquids inside of you, right? So okay, so that's seems to be how he's paskening that if you're drinking for that purpose, again, I don't know too many people drink for that purpose, but if you do, right, you would be chayev to make a bracha if the situation arises. Okay, then he says chanak de umtzayim shaburim near dehu adinim shosemayim kdei lahorid hamazon lemakomo, right. Same would be true if you're drinking it because you want to just get the food lower down in the throat. Right? Okay, sometimes it just feels like it's in the wrong place. So, gamkin b'chal, so you don't have to be choking on something. Just it helps facilitate the movement of the food in the body. That's not considered drinking for hana'ah purposes. Okay. Fine, I guess we'll stop here. Doesn't look like everybody's around for Shabbos this week. So we're going to have to do a Matzi Shabbos.
I'm around.
I know, Shmuel's not around. Unless you're coming back quickly, Shmuel.
Yeah,